It's that real shit, yo.
Butterfly in the sky. Hey, I'm Jalen.
And I'm Jada.
Let's get it on.
And we out here in these streets.
My nigga. Reading rainbow. You think it's a game?
All right, y'all. We back in this thing.
We back.
So this is take two. We just sat and talked for 35 minutes. All right. It was a bomb discussion. Episode almost done. And the computer was like, hey, you should stop and make sure that you're able to save. We stopped to save and nothing was recorded.
Not a single sound.
Not the intro.
Nothing. We all was right. All excited because we over here being professional for y'all. We got the microphone, some good quality.
We got the mixer out here. Y'all want to hear? I'm going to do it again. This is my third time doing this, by the way.
All right.
Okay, we got them sounds. We got great. The, you know.
Are we trying to do it good for y'all? You know, because the last time we sat down to record, you also couldn't hear anything.
Correct.
Because we was doing something a little different. We was in the same room. Why was we in the same room?
Oh, we live together now.
Yeah, we out here. We done moved.
Yeah. We are 2 months into the move. And this episode is about detours. Mm-hmm. So not only have we moved in together, but I've also lost the use of my vehicle. We also had to get new recording equipment.
Right.
There's been
it's
a lot.
It's been a lot since we got here. But yeah. It also was a lot to get here.
Correct.
Every second, every step, down to the week of, oh my gosh.
It was a mess. We had to switch apartments. Literally the week of us moving.
Down to the last second, y'all.
So it's been a lot going on. And yeah. That has really inspired us to make this episode.
Right.
And what just happened is a perfect example of how October has been rolling.
October, for us. September.
Okay? September, August, kicking our ass.
July,
asses.
June, 2021, 2020.
Yeah, the whole thing, nothing but detours. So, one of the first things that we touched on is what does a detour mean in life?
Right.
It's basically anything that gets in your way or distracts you from your goal or whatever your focus is.
Mm-hmm.
It takes you out of a direct path onto something new, something different, usually unexpected.
Right.
And the biggest detour that I think we've talked about on this podcast a lot is motivation.
Right.
Being able to like put yourself in a position to be ready to attack something head on.
And get the things done that you need to get done.
Correct.
Because it's so easy to get caught up in life. Like just, you know, working, trying to survive. You know, before moving and even taking on all the adulthood stuff, it's like you need money and stuff to live. And so you got to work and you spend so much time working. By the time I get home, I'm burnt out for anything else.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's like I can't get the things that I need to get done in order to move forward. And that gets in the way of you being motivated to do anything else. And it also blends into financial issues as well, because we all just trying to hang on by a thread.
But society tells us that we have to like hang on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like bills, debt, all of those things are things that you're literally going to have for the rest of your life.
Right.
And so why am I working to no end?
Don't freaking know.
It's literally a detour. It's literally a distraction.
Yes.
From what life is actually about. From
the full picture.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So then from there, you got motivation. And so what do you do when you're not motivated? Like in life, how do you take that next step to motivate yourself? I think that's where I am.
Yeah.
Right now.
You're trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
Me as well.
The what's been helping me is accepting whatever that detour is so that I can get motivation.
Yeah.
Because this car thing, it's been almost a whole month. It really, you know, it's hitting that nerve. Okay, I'm getting a little ticked off.
The eye.
It's twitching.
It's okay. It happens.
I'm getting a little annoyed. But the last couple of days, I felt really good. I went to the gym a couple of times. I've been reading this book. I've just been really focused on three things. And I haven't said this yet. It just popped into my head. I was thinking about it earlier. Mm-hmm. But consistency,
mm-hmm.
determination, and progress.
Right.
That's right there, like that is motivation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what cultivates the ability to like get up and do.
Yeah. I think I'm working on the consistency. Trying to get some sort of routine happening so I don't feel like I'm all over the place, you know? And for me, it's literally having to force myself. Like, it's been hard to get up. It's been hard to get out of bed, but not in, like, a depressive way or anything like that. It's just, your girl is tired. I'm so tired all the time. And it's literally, like, still setting my alarm to try to make sure that I'm up before a certain point so that I'm not in bed all day. And then when I get up, it's like, all right, we're going to work out now. Okay, we're going to eat now.
Yeah.
Don't touch your phone at this moment. Get in some routine so you have spaces available for that consistency to happen.
I've been watching a lot of people on YouTube doing like self-care routines and everyday routines, and I've seen a lot of people talk about how even when they don't have anywhere to go, they still get up and get dressed.
Yeah,
because it just puts you in a different state of, this isn't a wasted day.
Mm-hmm. It's so easy to waste the day.
It's the way time moves is disrespectful.
Very.
The fact that it's 10:05 right now. Friday.
A girl, couple hours ago.
Girl, what Friday? We ain't got no Friday.
I'm just saying, like, I don't be knowing the days of the week, and that's wild.
Yeah.
Because it's moving so damn fast. Like, what is going on?
October is over.
I've been 25 for 2 months.
Welcome.
Like, nah. Welcome. Girl, you ain't up here. But yeah, it's just, time be moving. It be on its own journey. I keep doing this. I gotta stop doing this. I was gonna say, you know, I wrote something about.
I did. Well, you should just publish it at this point. Just
I wrote something about time, how it's on its own thing and it keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you gonna do about that? You know, we out here chasing after it, but it's something that's something that's gonna keep going on its own. And we're chasing after something that's infinite, but we aren't infinite.
Correct.
So what are you going to do with what you're given? That's what I wrote about. I keep adding stuff to that. That's all.
So that brings me into what are some of the detours in art? So time.
Time and motivation.
So the motivation you have changes in that time frame, in that time period of you creating. How you feel at the beginning of creation, the middle of the creation, and the end.
Yes.
is never the same. It's literally a journey, and you develop and you change as that piece of art forms,
right?
As well as the society and the community of which you are creating.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like all these different factors of time, different events happening in your life that could shape what that piece of art is.
Right.
And the time period then changes the motivation.
Uh-huh.
So the motivation, could be different based on, oh, I need to have this completed by
this amount of
November
time.
The 2nd.
Right.
But I'm only halfway through the piece. So do I have the ending that I want?
Right.
Or do I push this shit out and be like, all right, this is what we're going to do to complete it?
Because that definitely changes the outcome.
It does.
Like, for example, my second piece I did in school, it started out as something and I didn't have enough time to execute the things that needed to be done in order for the piece to reach its full, to reach its full potential. So it was very watered down. And it, once I got closer to the deadline, it came to a point where I didn't know what to do with it. And it was very unsatisfying. And I got very lost within the process and very unmotivated. And it was just kind of like, well, this is what it is. And throw some shit on there and let it be what it is. Because you ain't got time for nothing else at this point. Which is frustrating, but is very real.
I found that with my senior piece, I thought that I had enough time, and I thought it was developed until it was being performed, and I got to see the whole thing, and I realized that I needed like part two. Like, I felt like it was like the beginning of, here's this thing I'm working on. Here's my idea. Yeah. Like a 30 minute version of like a Shark Tank proposal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I thought that I had completed what I sought out to complete, because it was like, make a night-long work of at least 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Make sure you have your paper written. Make sure it has a complete cohesive theme from beginning to end.
Mm-hmm.
Utilize all of your dancers. Oh, ta-da, I did it. Use your research. Read your book. And so, like, I completed the task. Yeah. It was satisfying when it was completed, but then I watched and I was like, oh well, damn, like I also was really interested in that little piece, like that little section I could have did for the entire 20 minutes.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so am I looking at the piece different because now I've been through the entire creative process? Or was my motivation in the wrong place? And so what came out of it isn't exactly what I wanted, like what I needed to be. Don't get me wrong, I think it was still beautiful. And I think it is everything that I put in place. It came out as expected, but not exactly what I needed it to be. I don't know how to explain it.
I think it kind of relates to what you were saying about how time and how that changes the art and stuff. You were a different person within the process.
Mm-hmm.
So it was doing for you what it needed to do. And once it was over, the time had changed. And now there's something more for that piece to do for you. But But then it's also like when you're in the heat of the moment, your brain is in a different place than when you're looking at the finished product. And I, a lot, within a lot of my art, other pieces of art have been able to come out of it. Mm. Not saying that it's necessarily a continuation of that, but it's been able to inspire something else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't always, just because it's complete doesn't mean it's always necessarily finished. Doesn't mean
the thought finished. Is finished. Yeah. Just that part of it is complete.
Correct.
Which choreography to me feels like an ongoing journey, an ongoing story. Mm-hmm. And like you can follow an artist's work and see them develop as a human, which I think is what makes art pretty cool.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. That kind of reminds me of when I... you laughing over here, hella serious. That kind of reminds me of when I proposed my second piece. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, we can really see the change and stuff. But then it just got lost in a whole different thing. Whereas my first one was like very clear and to the point. But also that first one I had sat with from a long time because it had evolved from a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of like what you were saying with your piece. You created something, it was complete, and then, but this could have been its own thing. Whereas with my first piece, it came from a project that was complete. And from that project, I took a piece, and that piece created something else.
Mm. It was a detour.
It was.
Oh, shit. Look at us.
Because I feel like, dang, I know what I'm saying, but I don't know what I'm saying at the same time.
It's okay.
It's like okay. There, but it's lost in space at the same time. I was going to say something along the line. I feel like, oh, I'm so mad that thing is, my mind be taking detours on its own. She said, I'm gone. Darn. I feel like as, not even as an artist, but as a human, like it's important to experience those things. Like these things are unexpected, but they bring upon something else, a new experience, something that helps you grow. And you're still moving forward.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just not in the direction that you think that you're trying to go. But you're still moving forward and you're still, you're going to get there. You know?
It's a detour. A detour doesn't mean that the path has ended. It's not a dead end. It's not a road closed sign. It's a detour. And like, speaking from experience, I'd be freaking the hell out. I'd be like, what you mean? What you mean I didn't get into that school? But I had my whole life planned out. But somehow, you'll still make it to where you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And if you accept the detour and you take that path, you might be surprised where it leads you.
Right.
And even though you got lost in that piece, I think it took you where you needed to go, friend.
I don't know about that second one.
I think you're a writer, friend.
A little jacked up. But also, it's also a matter of, I guess, what you're looking for.
Right.
That defines what the detour is in some kind of way. You know what I mean?
But what is a detour other than an opportunity? Damn.
A lot of things.
No, it's an opportunity for growth.
Right.
And that's what it is. That's what it really is. I'm going to take it back a couple episodes. It's being afraid of a risk. of a change.
Right.
Hold on, hold on. Because he out here speaking. Wait a second. It's a new opportunity to see a new path, to grow.
You got to have your eyes open to see that new path. You got to be ready. You don't have to be ready because you're never ready.
You ain't never ready for a detour. If you driving and you'd be like, oh, damn, you can't go this way. Right? So it's a step of faith.
Stop. What's up?
Hold on, friend.
No, stop. No, because in the last attempt, I did like a driving analogy.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's how my driving be. Like, I keep going straight and it'd be like, but you got to make that turn. And I'd be like, damn, I missed it. Damn, I missed the other one to get me back to where I needed to be. Damn, I missed the other one to get me back where I needed to be. And it just keep happening. You said it was an opportunity. And these opportunities keep going. And I'd be going straight ahead. No, missed it. Missed the turn. Damn. You mean that one back there? Was that it? Damn,
friend. You got to take them detours, my nigga.
Self-sabotage.
It's really like that. Like, so many resources, so many opportunities, people to reach out to. And sometimes we are our own worst enemy.
Yeah, that brought me to, when we first planned this, there was something that came up that I wanted to discuss, but then I kind of let it go, but that brought me back to it. Stick with me, y'all. Stick with
me. Follow me, Cameron. Follow me.
No, because it got really spiritual for a second, and I keep doing this, and then it also reminded me of a conversation we had freshman year about faith.
Yep.
And I'm in the same spot. Jalen. Wait, I'm over here tearing up.
That's okay.
No, because like, I'm in the same spot. Not necessarily the same exact location, but it's like, in that conversation, I came to the realization that I was like, running.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, I got you. Let me be here.
Yeah.
But I'm running away. And then like the week that we planned this, I had just in church they were talking about like this one scripture, and the like main subject was like, do you want to be healed? And then you brought up the opportunities, and then the analogy came to my head, and once again, what am I running from? I'm track starring out here. Like, and I don't understand why. Like, that's really wild. Detours are opportunities.
Damn.
And you keep looking ahead. Stop looking ahead. You know, this brings me to another thing that I wrote. Stop.
You're right, right.
No, it was just a part of something where it was like, oh, I got to remember those exact words. It was something, ultimately, it was like, don't lose, I don't want to say sight. Don't lose sight of something, or don't lose your grip of something because you're holding on too tight. Something like that. I have to find the exact words. I'll give back to you on that.
All right.
Damn, I'm going through a whole thing over here. It's too much for me.
Hey, we got to talk to it. We gotta talk about it. I said we got to talk to it. What is we talking to exactly?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Wow. That's really crazy.
Yeah. Another thing that comes up with detours, talking about detours, is gratitude, gratefulness of where you are, I think also will help open your eyes to what's around.
Right.
You know what I mean? To give you a stop sign. Like, you know, you going straight ahead, but hold up, pause for a second. Like, look where I am. Look what I have accomplished. Look who I have here, who I have there, who has emailed me, who I've spoken to.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can see those opportunities so that they are clear. That's been a really big thing for me. It's helped me sleep.
Mm.
I've been turning on like meditation music.
Mm-hmm.
And I state the things that I'm thankful for, grateful for. Then all of a sudden I'm waking up in the morning refreshed. It's been crazy.
Not I.
It's been really crazy.
Your girl has not been sleeping. I have, but I haven't. When I'm asleep, I'm not. And then I might wake up for a little second and be like, yo, when I fall asleep. But it'd be taking me a while to get there. But with the gratitude thing, I've been writing it down. Because so this time, well, last year, or not last year, the year before that, I was getting a little tangled up into the tarot card readings and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was trying to figure out the manifestation kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that I was watching was like showing us how to do it, get a journal, write it down and stuff like that. And they were giving thanks to the universe and all this other stuff. And I just didn't feel right about that. So I started showing gratitude, like specifically putting like just giving thanks to God and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever works for you. But yeah, and then, you know, I put it out there that this is what I wanted, this place. I didn't want to be at home at 25, and I am not.
And you are not.
I am not.
You actually made it out a week before your birthday.
Right.
Quite literally a week before your birthday.
Yes. Dang, I feel like that thing is on my computer. It's so far away.
Do you want to go get it?
I'm going to go slither out, but you go ahead and talk to the peoples a little bit.
All right. So I'm going to talk to y'all. Not as hearing the sound of you slither. Okay. So while she's getting her computer, I think the thing that we really want to, you know, leave this podcast with is the understanding that detours can shape your journey. And like in life, in art, there are so many detours that come up because that's just what life is, a journey. It would be so boring if it was a straight road, straight ahead, nothing interesting, no spice. Nothing happening. That would be dry, you know?
For sure.
Who wants to live a dry ass life?
Not I. Even though it'd be dry over here, but I'm trying to fix it.
We be a different kind of dry. we be dry by choice. Sitting on this damn couch.
Not by choice. Everything costs money.
That too. Yeah, I'm not broke by choice. It just be like that. But yeah. Shaping your journey. Let me know when you find it.
Okay.
You got it?
No, I don't.
Ah, damn.
It's a lot of stuff on here. I really be writing like I be doing something. It's so funny.
You do be doing something. You're an artist. You're writing because it makes you feel good. You need it.
It does. It does.
Yeah. So what are detours in art? So we already talked about purpose, motivation, timing and deadlines, finances.
Let's talk about finances.
In life.
Yes,
in
ma'am.
Art. Finances. There's always this argument that there is money to be had. There's always money. You just have to go out and look for it. I do agree. I do indeed agree that there's always money out here. Somebody got it, right? But then it's, how do you get those people who have the money to believe in the art that you're creating? Like I said before, I got a chance to do an internship with this dance company, and I was helping them write grant proposals. And we were writing a grant proposal for a company, to a company, or for, I don't even know what word I said. We were creating a grant proposal for a company that they had received monies from before. And this particular grant proposal had a lot to do with Black artists and talking about discrimination and injustices within society and highlighting specifically what it means to be Black. And demonstrating that we as Black people have a story, have something to tell, have a history that we need to share. And because it varied from the usual show or what the company usually performs, they did not get those monies that we had put the grant proposal in for.
Mm-hmm.
Which it wasn't really anything different than what the company already stood for or what they already represented.
Yeah.
It was the fact that it was just too deep. Now, of course, the company is not going to write us back and be like, this too much. You know what I mean?
This subject keep getting me, Jaylen.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. It's just the last time we recorded this, my brain went into a whole different universe and I got real upset. But like the too deep part just got to me as an artist. But that's a different discussion. I'm going to let it go. And we'll come back to that in another episode or something like that. You may continue. I'm so sorry.
So I mean, everything doesn't have to do with discrimination and racism, but there's the people who control the money have specific beliefs, specific viewpoints.
Right.
And at some point, they are in control.
Mm-hmm.
So how different would art be if finances wasn't a detour? Like if I could make art and just put that joint out. You're like, oh, well, we have YouTube.
You mean everybody could go into the studio and do whatever like people think you can, and they'd be like, why aren't you in the studio dancing like that shit don't cost no money?
It's $30 an hour or more.
And you need to be in there for more than an hour.
Correct.
It takes an hour for your brain to actually start working and doing stuff. Mm-hmm. So the fact that when we were choreographing at school, we only had an hour to choreograph with people as students was ridiculous. It's very difficult to get things done, not because of the students, because of the time frame, and that fucked up the motivation. Y'all see the circle?
The professionals couldn't even get it done in 2 hours.
Right.
They had 2 hours every week with their dancers, and some of them couldn't really get it done. There was like always this point, which I think is just a part of being an artist, where you stop and you come to a standstill. You're at a wall.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's happening to a professional, why do you expect a student who some of them is their first time choreographing a
to
major
be able to get something done
to do
in
it
an
hour.
Hour
with these immature ass dancers at that that don't know how to shut the fuck
an
up?
An hour.
That triggered me a little bit.
No, I feel you.
Like what?
An hour. It takes you an hour. You got to warm.
It's the warm up for me.
Right. Nah, it's not right. It takes an hour for your brain to work. You have to try things. And then once you finally get into, I feel like it takes at least an hour for you to finally get into some kind of flow where you can actually get things done that stick to whatever it is that you're creating.
Correct.
Depending on the kind of art and the kind of artist. Well, specifically, I'm talking about as a choreographer for dance.
And you better hope you record whatever you think is sticking. Because if you don't record it, it ain't finna stick.
Ain't nobody going to remember. All right, I got it for you. I got it for you. I'm just going to read the whole thing. It's kind of short, but it's called Already There.
Okay.
Okay. How many times do you need to be reassured of the talents that were given unto you? They are yours for a reason. They live in you for a reason. The visions you have are no coincidence, and the dreams you have are meant to be more than just a possibility. How long do you plan to fight the very thing that you are trying to achieve? Don't let it slip through your fingers because your grip is too tight that you can't actually feel it. It's right there, but out of all things, it is up to you to decide if and how you will use it.
Wow. You just, hold on, friend. That was really, okay, I have something. So, Righteous and Ratchet was a podcast that Doughboy from Wildin' Out and Kevin, oh my gosh, I can't think of his name. Oh man, he's on All Def Digital. He's a comedian.
No, I don't
him
know.
Him and Tony
names.
Are friends. He got the round
I'm
face,
so sorry.
The dad bod, the chinky eyes. Golly, what is his last name? Kevin.
Oh, I don't know.
Kev.
Anyway. I know him.
I know you know who I'm talking about.
Y'all know him.
Y'all know him. All right. So they had a podcast, and they did an interview with Amber Riley.
Mm. Love her, by the way.
First of all, I didn't know I loved her until I saw this interview, and I was like, damn, she's dope as hell.
She is.
And this is what she said. She said, I find confidence and comfort in my talent. Mm-hmm. You know how uncomfortable, like, the world can make you feel?
Yeah.
And then to have something that's God-given and it makes you feel confident and comfortable. And then you have this like, human part, this flesh part that's like, nah, bitch, you ain't got it.
Which is ridiculous.
But the confidence and comfort is telling you that you got it.
What is crazy? So I have, I don't know the correct term, but it's either anxiety or panic attacks.
Mm-hmm.
I get them. But I've only ever gotten them at dance or after dance or in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. Full-blown attacks, but only if I am leaving a rehearsal, if I am at a rehearsal, not disrupted, but it's just like, because it's the thing that I care so much about and it's the only moment where when I am dancing, it's the only time I really feel like I'm alive and I'm in the moment and I feel like I am.
It's a lot
more than just, you know, I'm actually a solid being, being a person, you know what I mean? And it's like, there's so much stress and other shit that goes into it because of everything outside of that. And it ruins what is supposed to be my release.
Your comfort.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Shit crazy. You know what? I forgot what that was. I can't even remember how that came up. But what? That's about to take us on a whole detour.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Because it happens.
Because it's something in the feeling of movement. And it does something to my soul. It literally makes me feel warm. I don't know how to explain it, but it's something deep inside.
Yeah.
And to not do that every day.
It hurts.
It literally
physically hurts.
Hurts.
When you listen to music and you just got to sit there, it hurts. I used to hate having to sit out and watch dance. Not like going to a performance, but like if I was ever injured in dance and you just got to sit out and watch everybody dance. Like, I don't know. I think we talked a little bit about this before.
We did.
But yeah, I don't think y'all don't. Some people understand, some people don't. But it's like.
Like, where's my soul? Like,
you're right.
Like. Yeah. But yeah, Amber Riley is dope.
For sure.
Your writing was dope.
Thank you.
I think you're a writer, but I mean, I've already said that a couple times. It's okay. Oh, while you were gone to get your computer, I was saying that detours are about shaping the journey.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily stopping your journey or stopping your progress. Like you were saying, you're still moving.
Yeah.
But now that you've read that, I'm also thinking that not a test per se, but let's say a challenge. Let's call it a challenge of your endurance, of your determination. Because a lot of detours hit a lot of people. They hit everyone, literally everyone in life. But what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are you running from this thing that is approaching you? That's right there. That's always right there.
What keeps coming up in my head is what you said in the beginning. And what you're doing now is accepting the detour. Mm-hmm. And not acceptance in the fact that, oh, this shit is happening to me. Well, it's happening. Let me sit down and take it. Mm-hmm. No, it's acceptance in the fact that, okay, this is where I am now. So what do I do about it? How do I navigate this? And that makes me think of a situation in terms of the last piece I was working on with this company. Had an idea. We took time and we were working on it. And then, you know, people dropped out. So we had to rechange it. And then people weren't as committed to things. So I was like, okay, we're going to get rid of this person. Ultimately, this thing started as a solo because it was just supposed to be for me.
Mm-hmm.
But then I wanted to put the work, like I wanted to put the work out there. So I added other people. And eventually it was done.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to record it and do a whole big thing virtually. And that didn't happen because my main dancer moved. So when I create art, most of the time it's for a specific reason and or I picture a specific person in mind. So when those people fall through, she moved like we moved, you know, she's moving on up.
An adult.
She's doing wonderful things. So very proud of everybody in the company. Love them all. But my piece is now at a standstill and the hardest part for me is like, okay, this didn't work. And that becomes it for me. It's not this didn't work. So now what do I do? It's just this didn't work. So this didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gone. It's over. But I don't want it to be like it's an important piece of work.
Yeah.
I need to learn how to deal with the detours and the different paths and understanding that those different paths don't stray me away from my end goal.
Not at all.
Because I am still waking up every day.
Mm.
I am still here, which means I still have an opportunity to move towards that goal. Y'all, we do not stop moving. we may be on the wrong path for a moment, but we are still moving, so keep going. You wake up, you open your eyes, you still have the opportunity to do that thing, no matter what job you're going to, and it's not the right job. Like, you could leave if you need to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I keep saying I'm stuck, but no. I'm stuck because I'm making myself stuck. I'm not stuck because anybody's holding me down. They may want to, but they're not. They're trying to hold me down mentally, my nigga. They're trying to hold me down inside my head. And they got me feeling like I'm trapped, but I'm not.
No.
We not trapped, y'all. We just got to keep going. You got to keep moving. As long as you waking up every day and you breathing,
damn,
you got yourself another opportunity. Fuck whatever detour you're on. That's another road. That's another path. You know how many roads we got out here? You know how many roads take you to the same damn place?
Damn, say it again, friend. Say it again, friend.
Like, oh my gosh, that's really crazy.
Damn.
We ain't got to be stuck if we don't want to be.
Not at all.
Damn, don't let them take your mind. Wow. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You out here preaching. That was great. Damn. Damn. Damn.
You stuck. Need a little help. I talked about the other. Ooh, I'm a little loud. I'm sorry, y'all. I talked about the other piece, that, you know, where the people fell out, and you wanted to touch on participants.
Oh yeah. It just, you know, it took a little turn there, but I was enjoying it. Participants. So you were talking about how you always have a specific vision with sometimes a specific person or group of people in mind.
Yeah.
And I'm the opposite. All I know is that I don't want it to be on me. Like, I visually just for my aesthetic, I need to see it on other people. I need to see the shape in the space on other bodies. So the idea of making a solo has never been of interest to me. But making a solo would be so much easier to put together a schedule, because it's just me, you know what I mean? Or knowing that I'm committed to the piece and what it is, instead of having to depend on other people. But sometimes other people
are more dependable than yourself.
Yes, correct. Because then that they become your accountability mm-hmm. partners, especially if you're doing like freelance work,
right?
Which most of us are or are looking to do. And just to have that like one person holding you down can be like a huge difference.
Right.
But sometimes it's hard to put bodies in the space to help you create, to move.
Yeah. This part of the topic we talked about in our failed recording.
Correct.
And you were saying you prefer to put your work on other people. And I was saying that most of the time I imagine myself and my work, just because it's very personal to me. So it helps complete the spiritual or whatever mm-hmm. it is. But as you were saying that the second time around, I was also thinking that you say use other people because they help you picture your movement better.
Mm-hmm.
But when I picture my movement, when things come together at first sight, it's in my head and it's just shadows.
Mm. Interesting. I see me, but I see like highly technical me.
No, it's just like shadows, and then they start to become more clear, and take form as a real being. But that was something that was interesting to me, because it always starts like that. I also talk about shadows a lot when I, you know, they be out.
They do indeed.
Be afraid of some, don't be afraid of all. It's okay. Yeah. Not just in dance, though. I think about shadows in other parts of life. Mainly a specific part of life that we don't need to discuss on the podcast. I ain't got nothing to do with art. Maybe another topic. And once again, I've gone off the rails.
Okay. Oh, shoot. You're going to love this one, friend.
Yikes.
Copyright laws.
Oh, wow. My God.
Why are y'all doing this to us poor dancers, man? We don't want to steal your music, dog. We just can't pay the royalties, but you gotta do something. Now they be like, put, I do not own the rights to this music.
That don't work.
It doesn't work sometimes when you're on stage. Sometimes you can't get the royalties to the music to perform it on stage, even if you're not going to record it.
It's so frustrating because I am mainly inspired by music.
Mm-hmm.
I just, that's my favorite thing in life. I literally listen to music 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
All day. At work is playing. May not always be good, but I'm always listening to music. It's just one of my greatest loves. It's such a beautiful thing. So I'm easily inspired by it. And I can't use it. Can't use it.
I just think that there should be, I mean, you, I'm not an expert, so I could be saying shit wrong. I could be,
I know,
interpreting it wrong. But it feels restrictive, at least as a dancer, to be able to use whatever music you want for different pieces. Whether it's for a school project, which is nonprofit, by the way, why can't I use whatever music I want for something that's nonprofit that we're not selling tickets for? You know what I mean? Like for certain recording, senior projects.
How does that shit work with TikTok?
Yeah, that's what
because
I'm saying.
Because these niggas, let me stop.
There's. I don't quite understand how it works, but I do know that every time I go to try and use something, they be like, nah, sis, you can't use that because we check the doo 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 da ba ba beep beep beep.
It's also funny because, like, so I recorded some videos that I was going to post on Instagram, and I posted one and I got striked.
Dang.
But it literally, I recorded a video that the choreography was taught to me by that artist.
Mm.
She knew I was using it.
Should have put it on TikTok.
But also, the music thing is a lot of stuff, and they always don't have control on that. I don't know. But it would be nice if we, you know, music, they talk about this in dance. You know, music and dance is it's a relationship. It's a marriage. It's, you know, so, you know.
I winded up, which I feel like I had a deeper connection to the music, but I experimented with practicing our dance to different songs, just random songs I chose with the same beat, as well as in silence. But the music they actually performed to was something specifically created for that piece.
I did that too. Not something that was created, but I started with a bunch of different songs and choreographed to a bunch of different songs, but I used this one classical piece, which we didn't dance to until maybe the last week before.
Which makes a difference in the movement and how it feels.
Yeah.
Like that music is, it's, I don't know. For me, it's not my main inspiration. but it does have a very, does play a very significant part in how the choreography comes out.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's like icing on a cake or like a cherry. Like, it's not the main part, but it helps make the thing what it is.
It tends to be the main for me because it's not just the main inspiration and just choreography. It's my main inspiration in life.
Mm-hmm.
And it builds a lot of stories and stuff. It's just a very special relationship with music. And also just words in general. Or any other form of storytelling. You know, movies and all that other stuff. They bring upon other stories and I like to create stories from other things. It all blends together in my world. My very complicated shadow world.
We're similar and different in a lot of ways. I think it's why we're besties. But I think that's about all I got.
Yeah.
What you got, friend? That's it?
I went off on a different path like 10 times already.
Look,
I think that's everything.
This detours thing has been tiring, man. We is motherfucking tired, okay?
But we back, though.
We back.
We
came back with a banger. It was a banger.
We got the microphones. You know, we still learning. If you hear some sounds in the background, you know, I don't know how to sit still, so I'd be hitting stuff and things. I'm sorry, y'all.
No, I was definitely chewing my gum from one part. That's why I had to spit it out. So I hope y'all ain't hear me smacking. That's disrespectful. It's rude. I apologize.
It's okay. But, you know, we're back on the grind. So we gonna get back on the schedule. Make sure y'all are tuning in. If y'all don't stop playing,
damn,
and answer the damn question,
answer them
on Twitter,
y'all, Twitter.
Some of y'all have been responding on Instagram, so we definitely appreciate that.
Yes.
Keep the discussion up because we definitely want to talk to y'all. You know, spread it around. You know, we all out here in these streets trying to get it together and live. You know, don't just keep these things to yourself. Let's share, let's discuss, because that's why we're here. We're here to learn from each other. You know, so I definitely appreciate y'all, and we got some content coming to you soon on other platforms.
Excited about it.
Yes. And thank you for listening, and much appreciation and love, and good luck out there.
Yeah.
In these streets.
Because we out here.